guy.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. While you're waiting, drop by our Confederate Corner for a free cup of coffee and good conversation. Remember, there are no strangers here, just friends who haven't met yet. Dixie Republic, we're not just a roadside attraction, we're a destination for our people. For more information, visit DixieRepublic.com.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've made a serious investment in protecting yourself and your family. You've purchased the gun, the ammunition, the training, and even secured a license to carry in your state. You know the Constitution and don't believe you should have to pay for a right that you already have, as written in the Second Amendment, but you are law-abiding. Now you are considering the legal defense options you should have if you ever have to use a firearm. Self-Defense Fund is a comprehensive litigation membership backing you on appeals, legal expenses, court costs, and more. Up to $1 million per incident and unlimited attorney costs per member. Discover selfdefensefund.com for yourself. Any weapon, any state, any time.
Herbs have been used by people since the dawn of time. When Rockefeller introduced allopathic medicine, many herbal remedies fell by the wayside as people put their faith in prescription pills and the world just gets sicker. Here at Heathen Herbs, we look to the past and to nature for answers. We offer tinctures, magnesium skin cream, lip balm, tooth powder, colloidal silver throat spray, and more. Check us out at heathenherbs.com.
Reality check. KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend, CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Rampant hacking, identity theft, mass surveillance. Defending yourself today is not an option. It's a requirement. Introducing the Conceal Shield Travel Pack from DefenderShield.com. Conceal Shield is cutting-edge wireless blocking technology that eliminates all signals, including EMF, GPS, and RFID. Place cell phones, credit cards, IDs, and other trackable items into the Conceal Shield, and they become totally invisible. Get Conceal Shield now at DefenderShield.com. Use promo code CONCEAL for 10% off. Guard your privacy, secure your data, and protect your health with Conceal Shield.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
You're listening to Resolution Radio. ResolutionRDO.com.
Welcome to the Firearm Trainers Podcast, part of the ConcealCarry.com network. This is Season 5, Episode 19, published on July 11th, 2023. This episode, we'll be talking to Patrick Collins from The Gun Food, talking about the 2023 Train and Learn event, something you don't want to miss. I'm your host, Rob Beckman. Sit back and relax for this week's episode of the Firearm Trainers Podcast. This episode is also brought to you by our friends at the FTA, the Firearms Trainers Association. Visit their website at ftaprotect.com to learn more about their instructor coverage they offer and their competitive pricing. If you're a certified instructor, you can apply for FTA coverage. And remember, listening to this podcast can get you 10% off on your policy by entering the special promo code of FTP10 at checkout. Remember, FTP10 at checkout. This episode is brought to you by Palm Pepper Spray. Palm has been an innovator in pepper spray technologies for several generations and continues to deliver the best formula and the best delivery system. Palm sells inert, water-filled units for instructors to utilize in training scenarios to help students understand the delivery system and train for those defensive scenarios. Palm is available in belt clip, keychain, and snap quick-release systems. Palm is the smallest half-ounce personal carry unit available on the market. Palm's flip-top dispensing system raises the standard for performance and safety with the strongest legal formula in 10 seconds of continuous spray or 20 half-second burst. Learn more and buy your unit at palmpepperspray.com. We bring you this podcast to support the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Today, we're joined by Patrick Collins, CEO of The Gun Food. Welcome to the podcast, Patrick, and thank you for taking time for our listeners tonight.
Hey, Rob. No, thank you for having me.
Great. Well, in case they don't know who Patrick Collins is from The Gun Food, can you give our listeners a little bit of your background on what you do in the 2A community?
All right. Well, I started in the 2A community about 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago. Actually, let's just say here, about 13 years ago, to be honest with you, about 2010. Things were kind of going a little haywire, as we all know. And, you know, someone had said, hey, why don't you go shooting with us sometime? So I said, all right, I'll go shooting. That turned into competition shooting, and that was a lot of fun. He convinced me to start actually competing. And when I got there, I was partnered up with quite a few of the high-end, high-tier grandmasters. and I was just like, wait a second, why am I shooting after this guy? Like, this is going to be horrible. But needless to say, I did competition shooting for about 5 years. They said, you have an interesting way of talking to people. How about potentially becoming an instructor? So in 2015, I got my instructor credentials, taught all around the country at that time. And that was a lot of fun. I was like, okay, what's next? Then I was tapped on the shoulder. Hey, why don't you go and speak on the state capitol and speak for pro gun rights. And I was like, wow, okay, well, let me just talk about my experience with firearms, something simple. And then I talked about, you know, how firearms do enable folks to have the ultimate equalizer, especially folks that are not as capable of physically protecting themselves as everybody likes or seems to think they are. From there, I exited the political realm, per se. I'm still kind of involved, dibble dabble here and there. And now I started a company, basically, when the ammo crunch started to hit in 2019, 2020, somewhere around there. I had instructors that were contacting me from my previous life as an instructor. And they were like, hey, I can't find any ammo anywhere. I know you're a competition shooter. Do you have any leads on ammo? And I said, well, actually, yes, I do. Here's a case of ammo for you. So you do that 10, 15 times a week. And at the rate that ammo was going for at the time, that was big time money. Looking at $300 a case, times 20, that's a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. When the bank teller started to get to know my name, that's when I said, you know what, let me make this business legit and set up some services around it as well and turn it into a logistics service. We've been rolling ever since. I opened up my consumer doors probably in 2021, at the end of 2021. And it's been an adventure ever since.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a very interesting background, how you, in the last 13 years, how we've gotten today. And you and I met in person at Kevin Dixie's Train and Learn event over Memorial Day 2023. And wanted to go along and give our viewers a little bit of a review, because they had Kevin Dixie on previously talking about the Train and Learn event. But you and I both have firsthand experience now from going to the Train and Learn event. And I think it would be very useful for our listeners to kind of hear what we went through and even some of our thoughts about how we're going to apply what we learned for it. So do you want to go along and explain how things went day one when we were there and arriving, and what we went through?
Yeah. So the Train and Learn, it's a 3-day event. And day one was basically focused on business development, right? So you were taught strategy, you were taught marketing, and a lot of things that instructors, business owners, and small business owners, and folks that are in the industry, but they're aside of the actual tactical action of being in the industry, forget about. And that was really eye-opening for a lot of folks. Like, you know, I can shoot a dime at 400 yards. That's great. But how do you show that to your customers, and how do you reach the proper audience? And that was it was really eye opening. So that first day, it really taught us a lot about how to apply these tactics to engage with your audience and successfully actually reach them. Because you got to remember, most of how we reach our customers, you know, whether it's a podcast or YouTube or Instagram, you could be throttled back or shut off almost instantly without any warning. So how do you keep that revenue and that stream going so that it can be continuous and just basically help your business thrive?
Mm-hmm. Well, and multiple income streams. We're going to have Zeke Stout on next week talking about modern gun school and, you know, how you can be a gunsmith. And that one of the things that, you know, that I took away from day one specifically was those multiple revenue streams and expanding things out, because as a firearm instructor, I'd like to be able to instruct, you know, 5 days a week. But in reality, I'm only teaching, you know, a couple weekends a month. And if I diversify my income streams, that could be beneficial, you know, without a doubt.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely, you have to expand and broaden your view of what you do and how important you are to society too. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that from when I started. I was an instructor and I was just like, I'm just teaching. That's all I'm doing is I'm just teaching. And then folks were like, well, why don't you show up and do podcasts? Why don't you show up on state capitals and talk about your experience and how you enable people? And I was just like, wow, I can do that. And then it just turned into this big snowball of what we are today, which is the gun food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the things that I really took away, the business development that they talked about, they had Mike Bauer from the USCCA talking about that, and Zeke Stout talking about it for Modern Gun School, was Kevin Dixie's talking about the VIPs. Which I thought was really good, because we were there and there were 60 or so ish people in the room. And we had people like Kevin Dixie. We had people like Tony Simon. We had people like Matt Mallory, names that if you look in the industry, there's a lot of people that know who they are for. But when you go along, and Kevin Dixie really broke it down well, I thought of the VIPs that we want, that we have to remember about, aren't necessarily those one or two people where we go along, wow, you know, they've been on the cover of this magazine or they've been on this, you know, news channel. The VIPs that are really there, he brought up, and I don't know how he selected the people, but I thought it was very well represented, were those initial shooters who were a single mom, who had kids, who were interested in guns, but weren't necessarily over the top with the guns. And those are the people that we need to reach more so than the celebrities, let's say, because they're our audience for it. The celebrities, yes, they're nice to know and everything else like that, but they're one, they're two. But how many of those VIPs are out there that are single moms, or they are, you know, family members that we need to remember that when we're building our content, when we're, you know, building our classes so that people can go and, you know, really take advantage of the information we're sharing, because all of us that were there had our own ways of, you know, we were writing blog articles, we had Instagram channels, we had podcasts, mm-hmm. but at the same time, we were all serving that same demographic to try to go along and make those, you know, more knowledgeable people to and live a safer life.
Yeah. Yeah. Attention retention. It really plays a big part, especially if you're looking to grow. Now, we can all talk in the echo chamber of the same people, and it just becomes a long, monotonous conversation about one single topic. But if we really, truly want to grow this industry, which I believe all of us want to, it's important for us to grow mm-hmm. the industry, to grow within the industry. We really need to engage with those folks that are on the fringes of what we talk about and what we do, and also engage with those that are not quite supportive of it, too. There's a lot of folks out there that, you know, they understand it, but they don't want to admit that they either want to be part of the community or that they even know about the community. They just want to dismiss it and say, that's horrific. Let's just move on. But, you know, the more folks we get involved, the better off we'll be.
Yeah. The one thing I thought was really, really, really good. And I can't find it in my notes what her name was. Yes, I did. First person was Jessie, and she was the first VIP that Kevin introduced. And, you know, she had a child. She worked in food service, you know, very, what I would call very typical of, you know, who our audience will be that we're trying to address and trying to retain. And then we've got, we had Greg, and Greg was a truck driver, father of four, who liked barbecue. And you go along and think about it, that's, you know, those are just very mainstream America type of people. And we've got to keep those in mind when we're building content, because those are the people that we're going to make a difference in their life for. Yeah. And I thought it was a really good point that Kevin made, because you can get wrapped up in doing a whole bunch of cool stuff, you know, fast videos and such. And if that's your channel, that's way of doing it, that's great. But keep one thing in mind, that doesn't really translate over into anything somebody can apply when somebody's, you know, a truck driver and he's trying to figure out how to pay the bills at the end of the week and figuring out, you know, can he get a few extra loads in on Saturday to help pay for his kid's braces or something else like that.
Yeah. And you know what? You brought up a good point, too, because a lot of times we are focused on the high end, the pricey firearms, and you know, this is what you need. This is absolutely the last thing you'll ever buy. And some people are looking at it from the aspect of, I'm trying to get from point A to point B, you know. And I mean, not to downplay certain firearms, but you do have some high end firearms, and you got some firearms that are a little more on the affordable aspect. And your average new shooter is not ready to buy a $5,000 pistol. Like, let's just, you know, the cost of entry does not need to be that high, and it doesn't need to be that difficult either.
Yeah, I was actually pleasantly surprised. Bursa was one of the sponsors at the event, and I never had really shot a Bursa before, but I actually found it to be a very reliable, decent firearm. I'm more of a Glock guy, but at the same time, it gave me a new appreciation for Bursa and the quality they have and the products they make. So, you know, that was one of those things where, you know, over 3 days, I walked away with a better appreciation of Bursa and the quality they put into their firearms.
Yeah, I kind of wish I had a Bursa. I mean, after the display that the two folks did there, and just learning about their firearms, as an instructor, it might be what your student has. I mean, it seemed like a pretty decent pistol and pretty decent rifle.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, let's move on to day two, because that was the range day. And I know I got up early in the morning, and I was there in the parking lot bright and early, but I wasn't sure what to expect also. Well, how'd things go for you?
Things went really well. I mean, you know, so first of all, we had four seminars, if you will. They were approximately 90 minutes apiece, and they had a little break in between. And you know, these are top-notch folks. These are the best of the best. So they were hand-selected to teach what they taught, and they were very good at what they taught. doesn't matter if you were like myself, a former competition shooter, or, you know, if you're into rifles and hunting, distance shot shooting, or even self-defense or medical, it didn't matter because these folks were hand selected and they were brought in because they knew exactly what they were doing. So it started off, I actually went through an interesting rotation. I had the firearms portion first, and then I went to the non-firearms portions.
And I was directly opposite of you then.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, you probably, I mean, again, we didn't know what to expect. You know, we got out, we're like thinking, okay, how many rounds are we loading a magazine? How many rounds do we need? Let me gear all up. Let me carry everything like we're about to, you know, go do some work per se on the range. And it was just like, no, just take a break real quick and understand that you're here to learn. And, you know, for especially as fellow instructors, it's like, okay, well, I guess I need to step down a notch here and let's see what happens. And in fact, I provided that feedback to Kevin. I said it humbled a lot of instructors. You know what you know and you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm.
There was Trayvon Barbary that were there. And he was amazing to watch. He's a good competition shooter. But at the same time, I can remember when he first had our line shooting, we were basically about twice as slow as he was. Not good. You know, a lot. I mean, we got better after a couple tries and everything. But at the same time, it just goes along, shows you that, you know, we've all got room for improvement. You know, Trayvon, excellent shooter for it. And even the experienced instructors there had to pick up the pace a little bit to, you know, get close to what his times were.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Trayvon's an excellent shooter. I never actually got the chance to compete with him. He is a few years younger than myself, but he was an excellent shooter. Taught a lot, especially to the other instructors, because a lot of instructors are teaching the basic to intermediate level coursework where it's, you know, find that reset and depress the trigger slowly and stuff like that. But when it comes to drawing that firearm, you got to be fast doing it.
Mm-hmm. Although here's a cringe-worthy moment from Trayvon when he started shooting. The first couple shots that he took were wide left, wide out, not just out of the A zone or the B zone, but all the way out in the C zone. And he wasn't sure what was going on, took a couple more shots. And this has happened. I know it's happened to me as an instructor before. His sights had wiggled loose. We were his afternoon group. And it was one of those things where, you know, we all went along, shook our head. It's like, yeah, we've been there, done that before, to where you know, no matter how good you think you might be, check your equipment, because it might have wiggled loose since the morning or something along those lines. And somebody, you know, real quick grabbed a set of screwdrivers, he fixed it, and he was back in the A zone without a question. But it was just a very a poignant reminder that, you know, check your equipment regularly, you know, oil it, make sure, you know, your rifles, make sure things are working. Even if you go along, I just shot it this morning, it should be still be good. Yeah, it should be. But then what happens if it's not? And that it was a good reminder for all our instructors there that, you know, just double check your equipment.
Yeah No, that was interesting. I didn't know about that. He was spot on when he was shooting with our group, so mm-hmm. We had him early.
Right after lunch, and everybody's like, oh, you had too much to eat for lunch. And he's like, no, I'm pulling the shots for some reason. And well, 2 minutes later, we figured out why he was pulling shots. His red dot was loose, which, hey, that happens. That happened.
Yeah.
Well, how did you like Jason over there from YTech on the rifle range?
Oh, Jason was awesome. Let me tell you, I brought a couple of different rifles. I didn't know what to expect. And to be honest with you, and you had a chance to fire my 5.7. I was about to take the whole whole course with 5.7, you know, both the PCC and the pistol. And Jason said, no, just do it with the 5.56. And I said, okay, I'll just do it with the standard round everybody else is using. And he had us doing some interesting things. I mean, by what time we got there? We got there around 9. So by 11 o'clock in the morning, I'm sitting there laying on the grass, shooting from mouse holes and you know, right side, left side, switching. And it was something else with his course. And I mean, he had us shooting targets that were about 35 feet out, you know, maybe about that distance. And then he had us shooting at a target that was 150 feet. And that was
150 yards.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes. 150 yards. Let me clarify that. I know folks are like, yeah, that should be easy with irons. But yeah, it was a little bit challenging. And it wasn't painted. It wasn't painted on office. So, yeah, that was very challenging to do. But some of us managed to hit it. I actually did that course suppressed. And he said, you know, you're a man of my heart because you brought a suppressor. And I'm like, hey, this is my home defense setup. If I'm going to use it, this is the way it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And it was pretty interesting. Folks had all different types of rifles there and different types of slings. You know, you get, you know, 1 point, 2 point slings. And the drills that he had us running, it was like, well, have you actually practiced with your single point or dual point sling? And it's like, no, not really. You know, I told them my rifle set up for close quarters and you know, a more urban environment. You know, I wouldn't necessarily need to take a shot at 150 yards with my home defense rifle. I don't live in a mansion per se, but you know, he was like, yeah, well, let's see if you can do it with your home defense rifle. I was like, really? Oh boy, here we go. But yeah, really informative. Gave us some really good tips. I don't know about you, but I don't know if he had you shooting from your knees or shooting from your left knee and right knee.
Yep, we did that.
Yeah, that was quite interesting. And the concept behind shooting like that. Now, we're always told, as an instructor that teaches in that type of environment, hide your body, right? So you don't want any of your appendages out like that. However, if you are shooting at a distance target, your appendage is a little bit less revealed at that distance, and it's less of a target than a round head or a torso.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's interesting. And then also to get up and be able to move around a barricade, it makes it a lot easier. I don't know about you, but I was. Once I got down and got back up, I was like, oh, that was easier than what I thought I would have to do.
Yeah, that was one thing. You know, shot rifle, you know, a bunch before, but that was the first time where, you know, it's like, okay, we're going to shoot from this side and go and rotate to that side and go from this barricade to that barricade, which gave, in my mind, gave a lot of opportunity to feel what it felt like to do it on one knee versus the other knee and be able to transition quickly. And Jason had a lot of good points there.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of great points. And in fact, I was talking to him a little bit earlier today, trying to coordinate some stuff with him. And he's a really excellent teacher. Excellent teacher. Hopefully I get to take one of his courses up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was on one of the earlier podcasts talking about his rifle course, but I haven't been able to make it out to Wyoming yet. So hopefully one of these times I will, we'll be able to make it out there because Jason puts on a very good course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what did you think about the first aid course they had?
Yeah. Oh man, Michael Martin, he is amazing. I mean, he wrote the books that are taught for the USCCA curriculum for first aid, first triage, and first response. That course alone was completely worth it. I literally wanted to walk away asking him how much would it cost for all of the stuff that we just used and just bill me. Wealth of knowledge with applied skills. I mean, he's a firefighter, paramedic, first triage. I mean, he's seen some stuff, and he has to know how to treat that stuff, or at least make responsible decisions medically so that you can potentially save a life. You know, his course was very, very nice. The drills that he had us running were very challenging, too. I don't know if you guys or if anybody really has worked in a team environment and quickly develop a team to take action to do something that might save someone's life, but it is very challenging. It's, you know, the coordination, the, all right, who's communicating, who's calling this, who's calling the emergency services, who is helping, right? Who is clearing the way, right? You might rip open a package, but then the package falls on the patient. You don't want the package on the patient. Take the package off, packaging off. And then also the same thing with moving a patient. If you ever have to move a patient on a soft stretcher, that was pretty interesting. And of course, I kind of told everybody, all right, let's get in the process of marching. I think we can make better progress instead of everybody taking a stride at their own pace. Let's sing a song together. Let's go. Let's get this person out of here. That really worked out. We stepped it up the other team.
The one thing that's really neat, and the instructors that are listening probably should take note of this. Michael Martin, what he demonstrated during the train and learn event was the new emergency first aid fundamentals that he's developed and updated. So in the expo that's coming in September, it'll be released, Michael was telling me, and we got to have a firsthand look at it, and it has some definitely different exercises, different drills to really make the course material even that much more viable, because so much of the course material previously was fairly static, some presentation lecture as well as some hands-on, but this is definitely much more hands-on to where you've got to work on the coordination and be able to move people, which I think is very valuable when you're in a instructing a situation, because you may have a situation where you've got to take somebody because first the emergency services might be a half hour away. Well, I would rather meet them 15 minutes down the road than to go along with them to drive a half hour here than a half hour to the hospital type of thing to speed things up. So yeah, that was good. I enjoyed Michael Martin's event there, say the least. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. One of the things I took away from his course too, was the different types of tourniquets. And the benefits of some over others, and it's just very informative overall.
Yep, without a doubt. And being able to hang out with Michael Martin for 3 days was also pretty cool too, because he's a cool dude. I gotta say that. Well, what do you think about the Force on Force
demonstration? So Matt Mallory and I, we've been friends for quite a while now. In fact, you probably won't see us apart from each other if you ever run into us at any of the shows. But very interesting. I've never actually taken one of Matt Mallory's courses. He's just a buddy of mine, right? Mm-hmm. And so I sat there and I'm like, okay, we talk about different courseworks. We share curriculums together. Let's see how he delivers this and how he connects with his audience, which are the students, which were us. And so I'm sitting there and I'm taking notes and I'm like, Matt is on top of his game. He provided numerous different situations where you really have to critically think about when you can deploy and what type of tool you can deploy. Sometimes, the nail doesn't always need the hammer, right? And other times, it's immediate and you need to take action. His force on force training was quite interesting. I wish we had more time with all of them.
90 minutes went awfully fast.
It went awfully fast, especially if you're preparing to demonstrate something and it takes you 15 to 20 minutes and then you're doing it for 2 minutes, you're already at 25 minutes. The 90 minutes, and I get it. I mean, you can only spend so much time learning. Overall, just the train and learn was just an amazing experience. I would recommend it for anybody who's in the industry or anybody who even owns a firearm. I mean, you can learn a lot, especially if you're new. You can really, really learn a lot.
The train and learn, I would say, wasn't just focused at instructors, wasn't just focused on in social media influencers. It wasn't even focused on shooters. It was a very broad spectrum that gave you a lot of lot of feel for in a lot of different areas for it, and would highly recommend it. Well, the evening's activities on day two ended with a spectacular fireworks show there. that was very, very cool to be there. It was about a 10-minute fireworks show, and they spent some quality money on fireworks, to say the least.
Yeah, I never would thought that someone could do that on their own. I mean, you know, I'm originally from Boston, so I'm used to the 4th of July fireworks, which, you know, it's a 35 minutes of insaneness. And 10 minutes of the fireworks after a full day of an event. And I'm sitting there recording it. Like, I don't know if I should really stop this record because this is good content. Like, it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that was quite a show. I actually applauded afterwards. It wasn't just a matter of being courteous. It was a matter of, wow, I'm impressed.
Yeah. And day two, we met 8 o'clock in the morning. I know I didn't roll back into bed at the hotel until 1 a.m. It was a full day of activities. Got an opportunity to meet several of the sponsors of the Train and Learn, and talk to them after the fireworks and in between the trainings and such. And it was a very, very informative day. I came away with quite a few notes of things I needed to follow up on.
Yes. As did I. I actually just sent out an email today following up with all the contacts there. And I mean, there were some big time folks there, including you yourself, Rob.
Thank you.
I was actually surprised when I turned around and saw your name on, you know, I was like, wait a second, I know, speak a little bit. And I was like, yes, that is Rob. But I mean, there were some, key folks there from all different levels, you know, all different involvements in the 2A community. We had a couple of new shooters that were there,
right?
You know, relatively new shoot, all the way up to former recon, we had quite a few folks that run their own companies that are notably known in the industry there. And I was just like, wow, it was a good mix of people, and we got to network with them.
Yeah, you just had to have a desire to learn. That was the only qualification for coming to the Train to Learn.
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, I know day three, they started a little bit later. It was 9 o'clock in the morning when they started. They gave us an hour to sleep in and such. But day three was the day that we were able to go along and record content. That's where people could interview people on video. We could go along and test out the equipment that sponsors like Brownells and Primary Arms brought, as well as shoot off more of the Phoenix ammunition that was brought there too, and test things out. Obviously, from a Firearm Trainer podcast, we didn't record any video at that time, but made a whole lot of connections there, where we'll be having a lot of those connections on the show to talk about their different pieces and what they can do to help out an instructor with. But what were some of the key vendors or the key people that you got to spend a little time with on Sunday in day three?
So I connected with, of course, the folks at Mantis. They're always coming up with cool stuff, especially for instructors and shooters for that matter. The folks at Mantis, Grant was there, and just the display, which also kind of carried over from the first day, because we had that the shoot house there in the laser tag area. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we forgot to talk about that in day one. That was cool, doing a shoot house and a laser tag with a AR with the Mantis Blackbeard system instead of the normal laser tag lasers.
Yeah. And so it measured efficiency, and it let you know. I think I scored a 94 or 96. I actually did pretty good. I was a little slow, but I was more methodical than rushing through a building and, you know, trying to find, they said there were 5 bad guys in there or something like that. And I didn't run and rush through it and then get ambushed or shot from behind. So I kind of took my time with it. But yeah, Mantis, great products. You know, I got a chance to speak with Grant afterwards as well. And the connection and networking that he provided was great. Tactical Life, those guys had amazing products. They're into PCCs, and as you know, I'm into PCCs as well. Mm-hmm. They're into making all different types of components, great components for firearms. And I'll have a video coming out soon on a review on one of them, because as you know, I'm into suppressors. I'm into all different types of ammunition and some of their developments that they're working on. I don't even think that product has a name yet, but I thought it was quite interesting to have it. And I told them, I said, I would literally buy this from you right now if you told me a price. And then, of course, you know, reconnecting with Matt Mallory and seeing where the next training is and how we can, you know, help him out there, as well as Jason over at Wyotech, mm-hmm. gave me some great insight. So I had brought about five long guns. And so he gave me some great insight and great content about reviewing what are you using your firearm for. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Jason's in the middle of Wyoming. Wyoming has less people in it than the city I live in currently of Atlanta, right? So the entire state, there's nobody there versus here, where I'll run into folks left and right. But of course, our configurations are very different. And he provided a lot of insight as for, you know, this might be good if you just take a little thing here, put an LVPO on this instead of your red dot, and you'll have the best of both worlds. And I was like, wow, I never really thought about that. I kind of purposely build a lot of my rifles, but if you want to have a good generic rifle, he would be definitely the person to consult with. You know, and then talking to Michael Martin about building kits, you know, it's great. A lot of people forget that even though we're in the firearms industry, part of our responsibility is being able to respond with efficiency when it comes to medically helping out as well, not just defending ourselves. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yep. And then all the other vendors there were great too.
There's Brownells and Bursa.
Yeah. I mean, there were so many. I mean, I know I'm going to forget to say some, and I'm sorry if I do. But yeah, Brownells, Bursa,
Birchwood Casey.
Birchwood Casey.
Yeah. And then Carolina Custom Foam.
I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Phoenix. I had a great conversation with, I mean, you know, ammo supplier to ammo manufacturer. Great conversation with Justin over there at Phoenix. And it was Justin that came. Right? It wasn't, you know, he didn't send a marketing person. He didn't send a representative. It was him that was there, mm-hmm. which is always great to connect with the actual people.
Yeah, it was extremely, extremely impressive with the level of people the vendor sent. It's like Tactical Life sent Anthony Crisp, and you know, he's the CEO of Tactical Life. Yeah. And he was there, and it's like, that's pretty cool. Now he brought his director of operations, Lance, along with him. But it was one of those situations where it's like, wow, you're talking right to the person who can make a lot of decisions for you right away. And that's where, you know, the whole basis behind, you know, the train and learn is building these strategic alliances to where not only do I get something out of it, but you get something out of it. And by working together and having an alliance where we both help each other, all of a sudden we make the whole community better. We, you know, we put on better training. We go along, make better products. We go along and, you know, help get the word out about the products that are worth talking about. Those are all things that as influencers, as instructors, who instructors are influencers, it really helps out when you think about it. And Kevin Dixie, you know, several times really went along and, and reinforced that to make sure people realized. And this is one of the things I took away from the entire weekend is when a lot of times when people want to approach a manufacturer, it's like, give me, give me, give me, you know, what can I get for free? And he went along and put it in very simple terms. When you say, give me, you're hoping they give you something, but you've also got to realize that that person who's giving you something has a budget, has a job, and they're going to be reviewed on how well them giving you something, it, you know, actually had a return. So somebody can't go along, give out product all day long, and then boss say, oh, you did a great job without seeing some kind of return. They want to see you, you know, partnering with them. They want to see you going along and talking about it so they can go along and have a measurable sales figure to say, hey, that was a really good investment to, you know, let Rob, you know, have a Mantis, to go along, Patrick, you know, have, you know, a firearm, something along those lines. They've got something worthwhile for it. And it was a great learning event, but I think it was also a very good event Kevin put on by forming our attitudes about how we should be looking at these strategic alliances.
Yes, no, absolutely. I mean, kudos to Kevin. I know this is not his first show at the rodeo, but the event, I mean, I actually signed up for it at the event. I signed up for next year's event at the event. I said, you know what? I've already had enough to know that this is a worthwhile investment to do it in the future. And for anybody who's listening in, I would highly recommend considering going to an event like this or going to the event itself. It's going to be held in Atlanta next year. I mean, it was a slam dunk. Like, I thought he was talking to me when he was like, you know, event's going to be held next year in Atlanta. And I was like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah. For you, it's a no brainer.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just like, there is no question why I should not be signed up for it right now. You know, how do I sign up for it for life type of thing? You know,
yeah.
There were a lot of networking that you could do there and just the relationships and understanding how to better your business, whether you're an instructor or in my case, a ammunition supplier, it paid tenfold just by going.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And I think one thing to reinforce what I was just talking about, the strategic alliances, Kevin Dixie or a lot of the sponsors brought product that was given away at the end of day three. Guns, optics, range bags, you know, high quality range bags. And Kevin went along and made sure everybody realized it wasn't a giveaway. It was a create away, to where if you were given a product by a vendor on that last day, it wasn't just, hey, you came here and thank you for coming. It was one of those things where here's a product and we expect you over the next couple of weeks to come out with some good press for that product so that those vendors will see a return for when they gave away a PCC carbine, when they went along, gave out a, you know, pistol, when they put out a red dot system. And I think it really underscored the benefit of the event overall. Is it really helped form and shape your thinking about how you look at these alliances that you get with the vendors. I mean, vendors, sponsors, they have a great opportunity to help you out, you know, by in your business and giving you exposure. But at the same time, you've got to remember somebody's job's connected to that. And because of that, you've got to give them return also, because otherwise that person could potentially lose their job and that impacts their family and the community as a whole. Versus if you work in a strategic alliance, you both benefit and you both can, you know, next time you see each other at SHOT Show or at Train and Learn or whatever the event is, you can go along and be talking about, hey, how can we do it even better this year? Instead of going along and saying, I won't give you anything more because you almost cost me my job when it came to my annual review, something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Kevin really drove that home. I know he's been in the industry for quite a while and has developed these relationships that will forever last. It was a strong point that he definitely made, was make sure you understand that you have the responsibility to represent these companies if they ever provide you with any type of, even if it was a discount. If they provide you with a discount, don't forget the hand that fed you. And it was super important. I took that to heart. You know, every person I talked to, every single person that I had talked to informed some relationship other than saying hello or good morning to. I made sure I reconnected with them because you never know where they might go or, you know, what might happen next. And he had a case in point was Tactical Life. They had a little falling out and I think it was Tactical Santa, Chris there, you know, he was saying his business was on the cusp of shutting down his doors, but he came to the event and he turned his business around there in South Carolina there. So, I mean, you never know what potentially could happen in the future, but you just got to keep an open mind and make sure that everybody, it's beneficial for everybody.
Yeah. And we're going to have Tactical Santa on talking about how he rebuilt his business for everybody who's out there, because I'm sure, you know, we'd all like to, we all hope that we don't end up that we're almost ready to close our doors. But at the same time, some of the lessons that Chris had from going along and rebuilding his business, we can probably apply to our business now when things are going good, and learn from some of the hard knocks he had to go through. But yeah, Tactical Santa, he spoke very highly of how well Kevin and the Train and Learn event helped him turn his business around. And it's on my calendar for next year, although I have not committed because I don't have the family approval yet on it. So we'll see. But if I can make it next year, I will, because it was just that much fun, and connections were definitely beneficial there.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Well, hey, Patrick, couple things that I took away that I want to bring next year in case people are talking. Next year, I want to bring a wagon, one of those nice fold-up wagons, because I saw everybody pulling them out of their cars and was like, oh, what do you need those for? I can tell you, after 8 hours walking between the different four events or the four trainings, you whatever you're carrying gets awfully heavy. And yes, that was one of the things where I took away from it, as well as a sunscreen, a hat, and a bug spray. They had tents up for some of them, but at the same time, I'm going to bring that next year if I have, just to make sure it makes it a little bit easier. And I probably would add to that is a chair, because some of the places had chairs, some of the places didn't have chairs.
Yeah. Anything
you'd add to the list?
Let's see here. I did not bring a buggy or a cart, and I know I needed one. Yeah, you're right. It was far away. Oh, I got one for you. A insulated thermos.
Okay. Or
something where you can put ice in, and because it was hot. You know, it was maybe, I think it hit 90 degrees, but standing in a field at 90 degrees is not fun.
Yeah. And they said it was, this year was better than it was last year. Last year was even hotter. So I could imagine, it must have been really cooking last year. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Yeah. And there was, you know, there's a little bit of shade with the tents and whatnot, but I mean, think about it this way. If you're going to perform, you're always going to perform showing up the best you can. Mm-hmm. But when you're showing up the best you can, you're going to be under a lot of stress, and your body is just going to be hypersensitive to the heat and the elements that are around you. And, you know, unless it's a real combat environment, you're eventually going to wear out.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, exactly.
By the end of the fourth session, I was like, okay, I need a seat.
I know the feeling. Well, hey, Patrick, can you tell us a little bit about what you do on your Gun Food Instagram channel and such?
Yeah. Yeah. So, first of all, we have the Gun Food on Instagram. You can look us up there. Please feel free to add us and share some of our content. I will have more stuff coming out very soon. We have a very busy schedule with all the events that we are sponsoring coming up here shortly. But also, please visit thegunfood.com. Subscribe to the list. We provide some information. We highlight some instructors. We provide some insight for events and, you know, the latest news when it comes to certain things that are relatively related to ammunition. And we have a pretty decent comprehensive email list. I don't know if you received the email today or not, but it was a pretty good one explaining the events that we have gone to and the events that we're going to, and some of the things that we're getting involved with. And then, of course, you know, if you're ever looking for ammunition, just stop at thegunfood.com. We have very competitive pricing. Everything that's listed is in stock, ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to definitely make sure I get on your mailing list, because looking at some of your prices, they're very competitive. Very nice.
Yeah. Yeah. We opened up our consumer portal so that it makes it so that it's a lot easier. You don't have to buy in bulk for us to ship to you. Mm-hmm. And everything ships insured too. So You know, you don't have to worry about paying the extra $12, $15 to have a package insured. It's already included in the shipping costs.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, hey, we've been asking all our guests this year to, or this season, to name an event, class, or place they feel that 2A people should do or see sometime just to appreciate our rights here in the United States of America. What's your suggestion for our listeners?
Oh, Rob, I'm actually there are two things I want to say for this one. So if you are an instructor, one of the events that I have been doing for the past couple of years is the Legally Armed in Detroit. And that's at the end of July. I believe it's the last weekend of July.
Yes. So, yeah. Rick Ector's putting that on.
And that's a great event. If you're an instructor, one of the things I tell all the instructors who I have personally invited is this is not going to be teach them everything you know. This is going to be teach them enough for them to be safe in about 8 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so it goes fast. Like you're pretty much you're putting a firearm in their hand, and about 3 minutes later, they have a live round in the chamber ready to go. Basically, you have to work on your elevator pitch, and that helps instructors get in the habit of saying the same stuff and doing the same stuff so that it's nice and easy.
Great event to network, because Rick's going to have about 30 plus instructors there, and it gives you a chance to, you know, meet them, rub elbows with them. And then he puts close to, 1,000 women through his weekend.
Yes. 1,000. It's actually about, 1,000 per site. And he operates out of two sites.
Okay.
So, I think the goal is going to be about 2,000 this year.
If you're interested, reach out to Rick, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He's out there, because he always needs more help and more hands to put the event on, because he does it completely free. Phoenix Ammo supplies the ammo to them for everybody to be shooting. And it's a great way, from a community education event, to give back a little bit, make those connections, and you never know who you might meet or what it might turn into.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the other course that I would say, or this is a course now, would be the, let's see. I would say take one of Brian Hill's courses from The Complete Combatant. Brian and Shelley have developed a curriculum that I just admire. We all talk about tactics. We all talk about, being the fastest to draw, the fastest to shoot, the fastest or the most accurate, and et cetera, and so on. But sometimes what it takes is a little bit of mindset development. And their mindset development courses, whether it's their reactionary cards or the defensive mindset courses that they have, it's something else. I just can't wait. I can't get enough of their coursework, because it really teaches you when you can and can't use force, and also how to teach when you can and can't use force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brian does a great instructor course. And then Shelley, we've had on previously talking about the image based decision drills that she does with her cards. And it really, if you go back and listen to it, really goes along and hones in on getting the mind to recognize and react and know how to identify the best course of action. I mean, obviously anything you do if you're being threatened, but which one's the best way of doing it, and doing it in the practice arena definitely gives you time to, do a redo, take them all again on that one and see what will happen next time you turn the card over. So great suggestions there. Really great. Yeah. Well, Patrick, where can people find out courses that you are teaching, and where they can buy some of your ammo at?
Well, it's pretty easy. Go to thegunfood.com. We want to be your ammunition supplier. We ship to 48 out of the 50 states. And, depending on your state restrictions, we do have to abide by those. But essentially, ammo goes out the same day you purchase. There's no delay. In most cases, you'll receive your ammo within the reasonable transit time from Atlanta, Georgia. So it's a, you know, an easy option for folks to select.
Do you do local pickup?
We do local pickup as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. I'll be going through Atlanta here in a couple months, and maybe I'll swing by on my way.
Absolutely.
Back home. That would be good. Okay. Last question. What's your Instagram channel for everybody?
It is easy. It's the_gun_food.
Super. Well, Patrick, I appreciate your time tonight. Very informative. Appreciate you doing the review of the Train and Learn event. Can't recommend highly enough for people to really consider attending Kevin Dixie's event. Make those connections, make those strategic alliances, and you never know what that might turn into long term. So really good.
All right. Well, Rob, thank you for having me, man.
No problem. Hopefully we'll have you on again, maybe on a different topic. We'll see how it goes.
Absolutely. I'm here.
Have a good one. Thank you, Patrick.
All right. You too.
Well, that's a wrap for this episode, and I hope you'll share it with your friends. And as you could tell, Patrick and I had a very good time at the Train and Learn event, and I'm hoping you might even consider joining us next year at the 2024 Train and Learn event in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, check out the other Concealed Carry podcast, the original Concealed Carry podcast with Riley Bowman, the Off-Duty, On-Duty podcast with Brian Eastridge. Don't forget about the Guardian Conference, September 15th through the 17th. And if you've got suggestions, email them to me at ftp@concealedcarry.com. I always appreciate hearing from listeners, and I will reply back if you've got questions or suggestions. Also, think about leaving us comments on our website, Firearm Trainer Podcast. On the website, you can also go along and search our previous episodes for specific topics. So whether you're a new instructor or an old instructor, if you get questions about social media, about difficult students, about additional training, or you just need something to get you through the night, you can check out our website and listen to plenty of podcasts. We're up over 200 podcasts right now. So that is a wealth of information with a lot of great guests that you can tap into as instructors. Also want to remind you, visit our sponsors, especially the Firearm Trainers Association at ftaprotect.com, and check out their instructor insurance. Establishing your business and getting certified was your first step. Now get coverage through the FTA. And remember, as a listener to this podcast, use a promo code FTP10 for 10% off. We bring this podcast support in the industry, the Second Amendment, and most importantly, every firearm instructor in America dedicates time and energy into making gun owners more knowledgeable. Stay safe out there, everyone.
Concealed Carry Inc. and ConcealedCarry.com strives to share helpful information and education about gun-related topics, training tips, and other things that may potentially have legal implications for its listeners. The information contained in this podcast is intended in good faith, but it is important to understand that laws vary from place to place, and we encourage listeners to seek local legal advice to understand laws that apply to them. Nothing in this podcast should be misconstrued as legal advice or counsel.
You're listening to Resolution Radio.
Radio. Radio.
ResolutionRDO.com.
I meant what I fucking said. And now I got a bunch of people asking me, oh, what are we going to do? What should we do? Educate yourself. Spread the word. The United Nations has just declared war on the truth. They're telling you outright, if you speak up, you're a conspiracy theorist. Shouldn't be believed. Should be approached in a certain fashion. The authority should be contacted and all kinds of neat shit. If they want war, arm yourself with facts. Get out there and start telling the people. You don't want to do it on social media? Do it in person. Do it on the telephone. Do it like we used to do, standing around on the street corner having a coffee. Do you know who your enemy is? The World Economic Forum? 51 years they've been working at this. They've been planning and scheming, working as hard as they can. And now, here we are. Klaus Schwab has admitted that for over 45 years, they've been working directly with the CCP. Now here we are in Canada and the U.S. We got 5G. Military grade 5G technology right across the country. Where did it come from? Who owns that technology? and what's going to happen when they don't like it. Get to know your enemy. Get to know the facts. Speak the fuck up. Be a warrior. That's what we need to do instead of following Marcus like a bunch of fucking sheep.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureEffect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureEffect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hold on right there, my friend. That's very interesting and giving you a little bit of background on our featured guest for the evening, Stefan Brockes of Arctos Media and Europa Terra Nostra. A little bit of background on who he is and what his story is, and we'll be back with more next.
Hey there, PPC family. This is James Edwards, your host of The Political Cesspool. Folks, I want you to subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper. Against all odds, AFP has and continues to publish a populist, independent print newspaper with an unparalleled track record. Founded by a dedicated group of experienced patriots, AFP pulls no punches and tackles the most controversial and pressing issues facing America from an America First perspective. I've worked with the American Free Press since even before the beginning of TPC. Now that's something. You can subscribe to the print edition by visiting AmericanFreePress.net today or simply pick up a handy digital edition subscription. However you do it, subscribe to the American Free Press, America's last real newspaper, by visiting AmericanFreePress.net or by calling 1-888-699-NEWS, AmericanFreePress.net.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.